Again, like I was telling you guys, Lewis County right now, down there, they're doing a deal. You guys know about I-1639 that has kicked off. It's going to be happening starting January 1, where 1639, that's the deal where talking about storage laws of guns and all the different rules. And there's been all kinds of oppositions, but it passed this past year in November. And we're down in Lewis County. The sheriff's office says they won't actively enforce 1639. And some listening right now, they probably agree with that. We also did a story about in the town of Republic. They're saying the same thing. They're not going to be enforcing that law. So I brought in someone to kind of help Drew and I out with this conversation and this topic. You know, they say the primary mission of a prosecuting attorney is to enforce criminal laws and work for the victims of crime. This includes obtaining orders for restitution for the victim, informing the victim of court dates, and acting as an advocate for the victim at trial and sentencing. So joining us right now, he is the prosecuting attorney for Lewis County. His name, Jonathan Meyer. Jonathan, thanks for joining us, man.
Hey, thanks for the invite. I appreciate you having me here.
I had to make sure I give you the definition of prosecuting attorney.
Okay, sounds good. Hey, it's always a good reminder.
All right, cool. Thanks for joining. Okay, man, I'm going to get right to it. Now, this 1639, I'm going to let you know, this is something that I've been a proponent of. This is something that I voted for, and I'm going to get to some of the reasons as to why. But what I had brought you on for is because right now, down in Lewis County, the sheriff is kind of saying that we won't actively go out there and enforce that, and I will definitely want you to come out and kind of help us with that. And I'll kind of read, the Lewis County Sheriff's Office released a statement on its Facebook page in November stating that it won't actively seek out violators of the recently passed gun control legislation, I-1639, and will only enforce it as violations arise through the course of an investigation. The office cited court challenges to the law as primary motivation behind its decision that you can read it entirely below. Jonathan, kind of help us understand, and is this one of those things where am I reading this the wrong way, that Lewis County Sheriff does not want to protect those from getting these guns? What am I missing?
So, first of all, the Lewis County Sheriff and I are big proponents of the Second Amendment and a person's right to own and possess, having or to control any firearms. 1639 was passed by the voters, approximately 60% of voters. If you look at the voting population, I tend to call these like King County initiatives. King County is the reason that it passed, and the surrounding communities, and which is fine. I mean, we're going to enforce whatever laws come our way. The problem with the way that 1639 is written is that it's almost an unenforceable law. So unless I'm going to go over to your house, G, and say, okay, show me what kind of guns you have, show me where they're at, I'm not going to know. There's no way for me to know. If you and I go out shooting, no one's going to know unless we tell on each other that we're handing guns back and forth. And that's a violation of the law as well. So it's just one of those things that the way that it's written is very hard to enforce. Now, when the sheriff says, if we learn of violations through the course of an investigation, he means just that. If something is brought to our attention, which is typically how law enforcement finds out about crimes, right? Somebody reports it. He would investigate it, and then it would get referred to my office, and then we would take a look at it. Even though we are strong proponents of gun rights, we're also strong proponents of protecting those that are out there in society. We have always been, and I know the sheriff has put on classes for this, we've always been for firearm safety, firearm education, and we always say not only do we want people to be able to have firearms, but we have to make sure that they have them safely. And so I understand some of the reasoning behind 1639, but the way that it's written, A, I don't think we'll stand up to a court challenge, and B, it makes it very difficult from the law enforcement end to enforce it, to seek out violators, because there's just no way to truly seek out unless I'm going to go into your home, and most people don't want law enforcement in their home just to check up on them.
Jonathan, for me, I do believe in the Second Amendment, okay? I own guns. I have them in my safe, so I want to say that first. However, I do not want to see any more guns stolen from homes used in crimes, number one, for those that are careless and not keeping it. And this is not towards those who do the right things with their guns. It just seems like in these homes that the crooks, the thieves, are breaking into these homes and stealing guns that are not locked away, and they're going to committing crimes, number one. And then number two, Jonathan, when it comes to kids, I'm like, I'm tired of turning on the news and seeing kids are having these guns either shooting their friends or shooting themselves. So for me, when I voted in favor of 1639, I voted so that I can make sure that I want safe gun storage, number one, and no, I didn't mind the extra $25 for what was that, for the semi-automatic background, for the background checks for that. So I didn't mind that. What part, how did I mess up in, like, as far as the law, how did I miss in when it comes to that?
So I don't necessarily think that you missed. I think the problem with the initiative is, and you hit it, and all the things that you like about the initiative is, in my opinion, what makes the initiative not able to stand up to a legal challenge. You have so many things thrown into one bill. So go back to the original $30 car tab, mm-hmm. right? That was overturned because we had too many things in one bill. And so Washington has the one initiative, one subject law. And I think that that's where this one may fall short. But when we get into the crooks stealing guns, this law does absolutely nothing to address that. In fact, there's a provision in there that says if someone breaks into my home and steals my gun, I'm not going to be held liable for anything that occurs with that gun so long as I report it either within 5 days of it being stolen or 5 days within me discovering that it was stolen. So if I come back from vacation or something. So the law really doesn't do anything like that. Safe gun storage, absolutely guns should be stored safely. It is our responsibility to protect our children and protect our neighbors from the guns being taken or used inappropriately. And I think that's where the education piece that you talk about comes in, and I think that that's very important. Now, I'm going to say something that's probably controversial.
Fair.
I think gun education should be taught in the schools. And the reason that I say that is in the schools, we don't want kids doing drugs, but we're going to give them drug education, you know, what to do if you see drugs, what to do if you come across a needle or something like that. That's going to be part of the broader education. Why not teach the same thing? In school, I'm not going to advocate that they have guns. That's a decision they have to make and their family has to make. But if they come across a gun, I want them to be able to know what to do. I want them to be able to know who to contact. I want them to be able to know if you pull the trigger, this is what's going to happen. And so I think that that's where it should be taught. Not, and there are plenty of organizations out there that have different curriculums that could be taught in school. NRA is one of them. And like I said, our sheriff's office does it as well. But when we throw this many things into one bill, we're going to have problems. And I think that our one initiative, and that's what we have here.